about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Friday.
It is. Fridays are always happy.
Best day of the week.
Yes, it is. You got Easter family coming in for Easter?
I do. We all meet at my mom's parents' house, and we have a big Easter egg hunt. And even though I am the oldest cousin, I'm the most competitive. So I love me some good candy. So there's always an Easter egg hunt going on, and I'm usually the one who's like shoving everybody out of the way.
No real eggs?
No.
Well,
a little pricey.
Anyway, it is Friday. It is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour all hour long, and we'll have more on the Wheeler General Store coming up here pretty soon. Matter of fact, I think I heard rumors that one of the managers, since it's a couple, we'll go with one of the managers, may be participating in the Sayre Alumni Golf Tournament tomorrow.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. They got the horse race tonight, food truck there right now, all day. Tomorrow they'll have the parade. They got, I think they got some class of 83 or class of 2003 reunion going on in Sayre tonight. And then tomorrow they got the alumni parade.
And
I forget what time it is, 10 or probably 11 o'clock, somewhere in there. The alumni guys don't like to get up early, so that parade probably ain't going there. Then they got the alumni golf tournament, and then after that, tomorrow evening, the alumni get together at the golf course. Dean Jackson Band's going to be playing, and they're really good. So anyway, got it. Tomorrow is planned.
Well, I know nothing about golf, so. So, not a golfer.
You need, as competitive as you are, surprised you're not.
It's not. You probably. I'm a team sport person. I can do things if I'm part of a team, but golf, I even tried golf. But then I found softball, and I was like, oh, this is way better. This is way better, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Hey, speaking of sports, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you got the award you got. Say it again.
No,
that's what I thought.
Girls basketball academic all-state. It's kind of a mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
We had five girls from Elk City.
In other words,
and there's several others too.
For all us plain folk out here, you're just a smart basketball player.
Basically, yes.
Well, anyway, congratulations. Yes. That's what, two scholarships and awards you got in the last week?
Something like that.
Yeah, within a 7-day period.
Yeah.
So I'm very impressed to be around you.
Oh, thank
you. Your presence brightens my
day.
My
presence? Oh, that's good to know.
You brightens my day. So, anyway, a lot of ag news going on today. Let's check the weather real quick, and then I want to talk to you about a video I watched last night.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. Anyway, currently at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell, 60 degrees. It's 60 degrees at the May Ranch, 63 at Slap Out, 60 at Hollis, 59 at Hobart. Looks like Hobart's like almost a cool spot in western Oklahoma, being 59 degrees.
It's interesting.
Yeah, usually they're the warm spot, them in Hollis and Altus. Over in the Texas Panhandle, let's see, where are you at? There you are, West Texas. 62 at Canadian, 59 at Dozer, 59 at Wellington, 60 at Childers, 61 at Odell, and 58 at Goodland. So anyway, weather looks pretty good right now. Well, last night, Joel, we call him Major Cooperton, he sent me a deal on Messenger about Market to Market. It's a show that comes on OETA and all the PBS deals. And anyway, the YouTube video was out yesterday. And the guy that kind of does all the interviews for Market to Market, he was talking to Susan Martin, who is a commodities broker. I'm going to guess out the way she talks. She's into that stuff. Anyway, it's crazy what she was talking about as far as cattle. You know, cattle prices right now are at not an all-time high, but they're getting
good.
Yeah, they're really good. And matter of fact, this week they're I'll read that in the next segment. They're up $10 to $15.
Wow.
On feeders and just calves, stockers. And then anyway, she was talking about, you know, how the drought effect is affecting us in Western Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, and up in Kansas, and blah blah blah. She's went on, you know, and she says, you know, heifers probably next year or the following year going to be ridiculous in price, and they're already ridiculous in price, or getting there. They're not ridiculous. I just don't know what these guys. I guess if I was smart, I'd be a millionaire. But there's a lot of cattle being sold right now for high prices, $3,000, $4,000, yes. And where are you going with them? I mean, you know, and not all Oklahoma's in a drought. It's basically, if you drew a line from Lawton up to just west of, or west of Tulsa, everything that way is in a drought.
Yeah.
But then she got into the commodities, into the grains. And as they were talking about this deal where, you know, he said, well, you're the one that said soybeans were going to get into the teens, like $11, $12. They're at $15 now. And she was off about a year, but it did happen. She did predict it. And then as she went on, she said, I'm going to go out on a limb and say by the year 2025, which is only 2 years away, that soybeans are going to be somewhere between $25 and $30 a bushel. Corn's going to be around $18 a bushel. And that's kind of as deep as they got into stuff. But that's – so I'm trying to get her, with Joel's help, we're going to get her on the show because I want to ask her what that's going to do to the cattle.
Yeah.
Because cattle feed's based off soybean soybeans.
Right.
And that means I'm thinking $1,000 a ton for feed. Well,
yeah.
Cattle better go way higher
make
it. So you, and you understand what I'm talking about.
I do.
And so – anyway, very interesting. So if you want to watch it, it'll be on OETA in the morning, I think, at 7 a.m. You can get up.
On a Saturday morning.
scramble you a couple of eggs and sit back and watch it. But anyway, but listen to her. She's a really sharp lady. So I'm going to see if I can get her on the show.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. And
maybe she'll come.
Maybe I can have you on the same day as her.
I'd love that.
Yep. And so, all right, let's check out what happened last night real quick before we go to break. And currently, last night, according to export sales of corn, the USDA report rose week to week while soybean sales declined. Last week, corn sales to overseas buyers rose 20% from previous week to 1,246,600 metric tons. That is, however, down 26% from the prior four-week average. The top three buyers was China. They bought a little over 500,000 tons, and in other unknown destinations, bought 164,500, and then Mexico coming in at 143,000. And during that conversation, now that I mentioned that, during that conversation, China, she went into a lot of details. She said China's opening and back up from COVID, mm-hmm. finally, and there's a drought going on in India. There's a drought going on in Argentina. And Brazil can't supply the whole world with soybeans.
Right.
And said China's probably going to go way overboard in trying to wrap, to get it all. And if they do that, that drives the price up. And that's one of the factors she was talking about. I ain't a commodity broker by no means. But that's $25,
$30. That's a lot.
Bushel.
Yeah. It's quite an increase.
Yeah, and that's all they talked about was soybeans and corn. Okay, wheat sales rose to 193,600 metric tons, but were down 5% from the prior four-week average. The top three buyers were China. See that?
Yeah.
Hear that word again?
Yeah.
China. 69,300 metric tons. Taiwan, 56,000. And Egypt come in at 50,000. Exports declined 36% week to week to 197,700 metric tons, the USDA claims. Yesterday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced USDA is investing $40 million this year into 31 new projects through the Conservation Innovation Grants Program. Additionally, USDA announced $19 million investments in two projects focused on nutrient management, funded through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. The two new formal partnerships to further nutrient management implication. So a couple of these projects that they were talking about, Iowa State University of Science and Technology will demonstrate the advantages of relay intercropping system to maintain or enhance productivity and profitability while improving soil health. Okay. The Iowa Soybean Association is promoting the adoption of the newly synthesized cropping system that will increase profitability, reduce nutrient loss, and improve soil health. All right. Weather. Have you been watching any of the weather?
No.
You hear about the big blizzards up north they've been having?
Yeah, like up in the Dakotas, right?
Yeah. Anyway, it's going on.
It's dry here. It's cold there.
Yeah. This morning, the National Weather Service says large portions of the Nebraska and Kansas are under alert for conditions for fires.
Oof.
Yeah. Counties in the east and southeast Colorado, northeast New Mexico, northwest Oklahoma, and Texas, and several areas are at risk for fires. According to the National Weather Service, a warning is in effect till 1 o'clock this afternoon, and from 1 o'clock this afternoon till 8 p.m. tonight for wind and low humidity in south-central Nebraska and north-central Kansas. There also is a fire weather watch in effect for the area from Saturday through Saturday evening. South winds are expected to be between 15 and 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 and humidity at 14%. So the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, and most northwest Oklahoma, be careful.
Yes.
You know, anyway, we come back, we'll let Jill do some docking finally. And let's take a Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour break and we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Good afternoon, Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 31st. 1,230 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 404 brought 254. 5 at 466 brought 254. 3 at 482 brought 235. 14 at 553 brought 227. 4 at 711 brought 194. 5 at 716 brought 180. 16 at 931 brought 172.50. 4 head of heifers at 334 brought 230. 5 at 416 brought 218. 17 at 425 brought 225. 4 at 471 brought 202, 6 at 576 brought 200, 10 at 617 brought 198, 10 at 1058 brought 148. Butcher cows were 58 to 116, butcher bulls brought 50 to 130, bred cows were 660 to 1710, pairs brought 1300 to 2425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I didn't hear it that time.
I didn't hear it that time.
Anyway, we must have cleared her up. Anyway, welcome back to the Wheeler General Store. Happy Cap Hour. Let's pick a town out in Texas. Let's go with Memphis, Texas. Humidity is 21%. Dew point's 20. Temperature is 60. The winds are out of the east at 6 miles an hour with wind gusts all the way up to 9. I mean, it's really getting it out there. Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on to your hats. Month-to-date precipitation is 0. Red flag minutes today so far, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 0. It was 27 degrees at my cornfield this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it was cold. And 8-inch soil temperature right now in Memphis is 56 degrees.
I feel like April is the most unpredictable of all the months in Oklahoma and maybe Texas for weather. Like, you know, it could snow in April. Like,
no.
You just never know.
No, you don't.
It could be 100 degrees.
One of our listeners texted in and said, remember what Will Rogers said. An economist's guess is liable to be as good as anybody else's.
Well, got a point there.
Who's the... Before the show, you and I were talking, and I was telling you how important the Mississippi River is for the barge traffic.
Yes.
And how, because they bring in a lot of fertilizers and into Tulsa.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of grains get shipped out of there. I remember Jimmy Music saying something last year that they shipped corn to there to be shipped down to the ports in New Orleans.
Yeah. What are those, the boats, the long ones?
The barges.
Is that what they're called? Barges?
Yeah, barges, yeah.
So we have family that live in Ohio, and we used to fly to Ohio until, like, COVID year, and nobody could fly. So we were like, let's just drive. It's like 14 hours. Let's just drive the full thing.
Yeah.
And so we drive there through St. Louis and go across the Mississippi River. And if I remember the first time we drove across it, I'd seen pictures of it, but I did not think it was that big.
Oh, it's huge.
And there was a barge going right underneath us. And I bet that thing was probably the size of, like, 5 football fields.
Oh,
it was
huge.
And I was like, how in the world does that thing stay afloat?
Yeah, remember when we had the floods in eastern Oklahoma 3 or 4 years ago? And those barges broke loose and got swallowed.
They just went away.
Yep. So anyway.
Yeah.
But there's a report out on it. Help us out.
Yeah. So the shipping crisis on the Mississippi River might finally be ending. Since last July, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been dredging the river 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to ease shipping backups. With improved snowpack in areas such as Montana and precipitation through the midsection of the country late last fall and this winter, the Mississippi River and its tributaries could be back to normal by this spring. When you look at the river gauges for points such as Memphis, Tennessee, and St. Louis, Missouri, we're seeing water levels equal to, or at least comparable to, this time last year. For instance, on February 13th, the river gauge reading in Memphis was at 10.3 feet. Last October, the river level was nearly at negative 11 feet.
It was down.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a change. We've seen about a 20-foot swing in river levels since last fall, which is really meaningful. While the trend is in the right direction, it takes time for barge and river traffic to resume normal levels. This will impact the southern movement of grain for export channels and inputs and other products being moved north for the 2023 growing season. Beyond a return to average water levels, barge freight rates have also eased in the past year. In early February, USDA reports the barge rate for shipping originating in St. Louis was $18.55 per ton. That is 26% less than a year ago. Last October, freight rates for St. Louis cargo hit $105.85
per ton. That's quite a bit.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's in it. I never did know what they charged, but now we know because of that little article. $18,
And that's just crazy that the river level went from negative 11 feet to 10.3
feet. It was
dry.
All right, let's check out some current grain prices, and cattle's just crazy. That's all I can tell you. Cattle's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, everything's in the red today except for hard red winter wheat and oats. Corn for May is 6.43, down 9 cents. July is 6.19, down almost 8 cents. Soybeans for May, 14.92, down almost 19 cents. July's 14.62, down 15.2. And then soybean meal is basically stable. It's May is 454.30, July is 449.70. Hard red winter wheat, May 864, up 3. July is 846, up 3. Oats for May 340, and July is 336. And then we have cotton is up actually a fraction today. It's May is 83 cents a pound, and also July is 83 cents a pound. Here we go. Live cattle, April 171.07, July or June, sorry, 163.10, August is 162.30, October is 166.07. Feeder cattle, April 262, May is 205.40, and lean hogs are even up. April is 74.15 and May is 82.10. So here's what happened at Woodward yesterday. 1,882 head hit the auction block yesterday compared to 2,700 last week and compared to 3,600 a year ago. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers $6 to $8 higher. Steer calves $10 to $15 higher. Heifer calves mostly $15 to $20 higher. Demand was moderate to active quality was just there. How's about that? Here we go. Just rattle off a few of these here. 3 to 4 weights were anywhere from 285 to 299. Four to five weights were up to 284. That was high end. 5 to 6 weights. Highest I see in here is 268. And 6 to 7 weights, 237 was a high there. 7 weights, 207.50. 8 weights, 197. And 9 weights, 176. And then on the heifers, here's where it got crazy. 3 to 4 weights, high end was 255. 4 to 5 weights, 243. And 5 to 6 weights, 216 was high end. So the cattle market
is good. I drove by the Elk City
livestock
auction when I took my dog to the groomer this morning. I was like, man, there's a lot of people there this morning.
You see any trailers?
A lot, just a few, you know.
That's where you should go eat lunch.
Where they got?
They usually have a special, something different every day. And there's some little sweet ladies that cook back there.
Well, if it's beef, I'll eat it.
Their cheeseburgers are mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should go get lunch then.
And you go in there and you get to listen to all the stories from the cow selling in the morning. I knew I should have bought that. What? So, anyway.
I've been there a few times. I know how it works.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. Where's it at?
It's right there.
Here's the scoop on the Wheeler General Store. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are the one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. That's on the east side on 152 there. They look forward to serving you. So let's take a Happy Cap Hour break from the Wheeler General Store. And when we come back, we got all kinds of good things to talk about.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
My name is Justin Edinger. My wife Jo and I bought our 2022 Nissan Armada at Windy Nissan, and we just love it. We've always kind of liked the look and we just had the appeal of the Armada, just really liked it. We're looking for a bigger SUV, and so we go down there, and the next thing you know, we're driving literally the Armada off the showroom floor. We've been driving it ever since. And one thing that's unique about Windy Nissan, I think, has been the service department is the fact that when you get your car in there and they go to service it, the service department does a really good job of communicating, and that's done through, they do a video walkthrough and showing exactly what kind of things they're going to address and what needs to be addressed. And then they reach out to you via text to send you that video describing point by point what they're doing and getting your permission to go ahead and do that. And that's been a very nice thing as well. In this last year and a half, anytime we need to get the oil changed, we need to get it serviced, they're right on the spot. I'm Justin Edgar, and my wife, Jo, and I just really love our Nissan Armada from Windy Nissan.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I need to get one that has Jill in there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, what's up with that?
I need an intro.
Gabe, if you're listening, come on.
I'd give him a hard time. I'll give him a hard time. Yeah.
Well, who do you got for our Northwestern Oklahoma forecast?
Fairview, Oklahoma.
They're having a cattle sale there right now.
They are.
Yeah.
It is 62 degrees in Fairview. Feels like 62 degrees. Dew point is 19 degrees today. Humidity is only 18% today. Wind is out of the east, southeast at 8 miles an hour. That's about as windy as it's going to get today. And your sun is going to set at exactly 8 p.m. tonight. Oh, yes. I love it when the sun starts setting at like 8, 9 o'clock at night. It just makes my day. Today, you could expect a high of 68 degrees. It's going to stay sunny. Tonight, it's going to be cloudy with a low of 37 degrees. Winds are going to stay at the southeast at 3 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 71 degrees. Winds are only going to get up to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, there's a small chance of rain. It's only 20%, so don't get your hopes up. But the high is 74 degrees on Easter Sunday. And the wind is going to be out of the south at 6 to 12 miles an hour. Monday, there's a... Sunday night, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
Bring it.
Might be on alert for that because that could happen in any moment. Monday's there's a 30% chance of rain showers. I'm assuming that's probably in the morning. It's probably going to be due from the thunderstorms. So, and then it's going to be 74 on Monday and 75 on Tuesday. So it's going to be in the 70s for the rest of the week and on to next week.
You know what this drought's doing? It's causing the cotton acres to shrink.
Yeah.
There was another report out from the USDA. I think I covered some of it. It was out into last week. But this report here has got a little more finer details on what's going on.
Yeah.
It said the USDA's 2023 planting report released on March 31st showed farmers intend to plant 11.3 million acres of cotton. That's down from 18%. In Texas, USDA say farmers intend to plant 21% fewer acres this year compared to last year. Part of this report I'm not reading, it was talking about the windstorms we've been getting. Mm-hmm. It's been blowing a lot of stuff around out in West Texas where they grow a lot of cotton, and they just don't know if they want to roll the dice.
Yep.
So Darren Hudson, professor, and Larry Komlitbust, I guess I said that right, chair, Ag Economics at Texas Tech University points out the acre picture could shrink even further as abandoned acres could be high, especially in this area and around Lubbock where they got all those pivots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was some, they just freshly tilled this last week when that stuff, all that dirt you seen coming in the other day, pretty sure that was cotton ground. So anyway, especially in that area, they're going to be as big as if we don't get some rain pretty quick. There will be acres planted. It's still going to be lower than historical, they said, because their grain alternatives are better. But I think we're going to have a lot of dry land planted acres that may not make it. Here's an example. In Oklahoma, 21% less cotton. 530,000 acres of cotton is going to be planted in Oklahoma this year, is what's predicted. In Texas, 21% less, same amount, but they plant 6.235 million acres of cotton. And, of course, Texas is a big state.
Yeah, they got a lot more ground to cover.
33% less in Louisiana. They plant 130,000 acres of cotton. And 25% less in what state is Arkansas? I had to think for a second. 480,000 less acres. But here's the crazy thing. Out in Arizona, they're planting 13% more because I'm guessing they're thinking all that snow in Utah and Colorado is going to melt and they're going to get back to irrigating.
Yeah.
And I've been watching some specials on that deal in Nevada and Utah. Utah has record amounts of snow, 865 inches.
Yeah.
So
we were supposed to go skiing this year.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen. And I was like, are you telling me we didn't go skiing on the one year they had like a record snow?
Do we want to discuss why you didn't
No,
go?
We don't. We really don't.
All right. So anyway, cotton, it's no secret. Cotton acres could see a sharp drop. Last week, cotton prices saw a boost, but since last fall, cotton prices have been drifting lower, and I've been watching it. It just goes up one day and down the next, but it never gains any ground. I'm a diehard cotton person, and that makes our country out here, says Heffington. But right now, the market is telling you not to plant it, and it's crazy. We don't really understand a lot of the fundamentals of it right now. Growers say today's prices aren't enough to cover their cost, as input prices are just too high. 2 years ago, 80-cent cotton price would look attractive. But with our high input costs, the current commodity price for cotton is not covering cost to production, says Stoller. It doesn't sound like it's a very good year to plant cotton.
No, not really.
According to this report, not according to Jimmy Adeel. Well, Jimmy Adeel told us not to plant cotton. So, anyway, that's what's going on there with the cotton day. Just don't look. I mean, there's no relief in sight for this drought.
No.
We got some
unless
chances.
It starts right now.
Yeah, I mean, it does. We get chances, and then they go east.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just, I hate it. It's depressing.
It really is. And the tumbleweeds, oh, my goodness.
Where was I? On 34 Highway yesterday, and they had so many tumbleweeds up against their high fence there along the road going towards from Elk City to Carter. Mm-hmm. They were putting them in stock trailers. And then I got some Snapchat last night. Snapchat. Somebody, maybe your father, was burning them.
Yeah, we had to wait till the wind died down. Like, right before sun usually sets, the wind's usually pretty calm.
Did you get the marshmallows out?
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was nice and hot. It took us, like, 30 minutes to round up just some, I mean, we just picked up the tumbleweeds that were right there. Because they get stuck in my mom's flower bed, and she gets really irritated about it.
Yeah.
And so we just picked up the ones that are around our house and in our yard, and I bet we spent 30 minutes just picking up those. That's not even counting the ones that are on the pasture fences.
They're terrible.
But,
they are.
Yeah.
Well, before we go to break, I'm just going to – not happy news. Anyway, the drought monitor's out.
Oh.
And not a whole lot has changed, but I noticed in the very southwest corner – of Oklahoma, and I mean, it's just got to be like a third of Harmon County. You are now in a D4 exceptional drought, and then Jackson, Harmon, Greer, parts of Kiowa, and a little dab of the panhandle of Beckham County down there in that southwest corner. You're in a D3. Everybody in between there and up towards Ellis County, towards Woodward, you are in a D2, and then as soon as you get back there to close to Woodward and all that area in there, all the way pretty close to Tulsa, you're in a D3 and a D4. And Texas Panhandle, your white's gone. You're now in a D2, D1, D3, D4. You got it going on in the Panhandle. And all of the Oklahoma Panhandle's in a D4. And so, anyway, not looking way, no. So, anyway, hopefully with a rain dance that I'll do tonight and
okay.
a lot of keeping your fingers crossed.
Yes.
And a lot of prayers.
Yeah.
We can
get some rain.
We can use some rain and we'll get it going.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll come back. We'll have our Long Ranger forecast, the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
Mm-hmm.
And I got two bull sales to talk about.
There's not very many left.
There's not this. This is on the Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale calendar. And brought, we understood it was a huge success this year.
That's good.
Yep. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Drew Kopp. 1,090 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 369 brought 276. 3 at 603 brought 195. 30 at 764 brought 188. 16 at 839 brought 185. 3 at 868 brought 173. 63 at 904 brought 182.60. 49 at 988 brought 174. 4 head of heifers at 361 brought 232. 5 at 483 brought 223. 6 at 668 brought 195. 15 at 722 brought 180. 10 at 740 brought 180. 12 at 824 brought 172.50. 19 at 881 brought 165. Butcher cows were 50 to 109. Butcher bulls brought 85 to 133. Bred cows were 1,000 to 1150. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Joe.
Did you know there's a racetrack in Elk City?
What kind of racetrack?
I'm talking about a 3/8 mile bank dirt speedway with cars sliding through the turns 3 wide at 100 miles per hour.
Whoa, that means Elk City Motorsports Park's roaring back to life for a full season of action-packed race nights.
This weekend, the 650-horsepower USRA Modifieds headline a full card of 5 racing divisions. Local heroes like Robert and Bobby Mayfield, Austin Bonner, Dustin Smith, and Vince Lucas will go to battle against the national drivers invading Elk City. Gates open at 5 p.m. with racing at 7 p.m. Tickets just $10 to $15 with kids under 8 free.
Joe, you know me. What about eats?
We've got you covered with an all-new concession stand chock full of tasty meats and treats.
Find out more info at Elk City Motorsports Park on Facebook or listen to KECO for a chance to win VIP tickets.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you wound up?
Yes. It's Friday. I'm always wound up on Friday. Actually, it feels like Saturday for me because I don't have school today. So
you said you went to school.
I had a college class. I'm a high school student and a college student right now. So I get the best of both worlds.
We know you're really smart. Oh. We can tell by all these scholarships and stuff you're getting. And I'm super proud of you, too.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I have your Hobart Farm and Garden Lone Ranger forecast for you. I picked Hollis today. It is 63 degrees in Hollis, and it feels like 63 degrees. Dew point is 18 degrees today. Humidity is only 17%. Wind is out of the east at 9 miles an hour, and that's as windy as it's going to get today. And your sun is going to set a little bit later than northwest Oklahoma. It's going to set at 8:04 p.m. Today, you can expect a high of 68 degrees. It's going to stay mostly sunny. Tonight, it's going to get cloudy with a low of 37 degrees, and winds are going to shift from the east to the northeast at about 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow, you can expect a high of 71 degrees. It's going to be nice and warm. Sunday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms, only 20%, but be on the lookout. It's going to be 74 degrees on Sunday. Sunday night, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms, and winds are going to be out of the southeast at 13 miles an hour. Monday, it's going to be 76 degrees with a slight chance of rain showers, 30% chance of rain showers in the morning. And then Tuesday, it's going to be 74 degrees, so it's going to be pretty warm for the next few days, which is what I like to see.
Yeah, let's get it, because I'm planting corn Monday, and I want the ground temperature to be warm. And anyway, if you haven't picked your Penny News up, this week's edition that came out yesterday morning super early, you need to, because this might be a collector's item. with Jerry Nine, you know, because he sold out his auction deal up there, livestock auction barn at Woodward.
Yes.
But anyway, I was reading through here, and, you know, he was talking about all sectors are needing rain, and he was talking about how cattle futures are good and everything, but he's always got a couple of jokes in here. He's a funny guy. So anyway, this one caught my eyes, and you wouldn't read it. And anyway, at the grade school the other day, the teacher asked the students, what does a chicken give you? One boy hollered out, meat. Then the teacher said, very good. Now what does the pig give you? A girl hollered out, bacon. Again, the teacher said, that's very good. Then the teacher asked, what does the fat cow give you? Johnny hollered out, homework. Anyway, sorry. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. All right. On the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar.
Let's get to the real stuff now.
Yeah, let's get back to the real stuff. Well, that was real stuff. Oh. It was in the Penny News.
Okay.
You heard Aaron. It's in the Penny News.
Aaron. He's
got it. Yeah. Anyway, two items left on the bull and female sale calendar. Oklahoma Sooner Shorthorn sales going on tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then the Hobart Stockyards spring replacement sale, which we'll be talking a lot about that in the next few weeks, is April 29th at 11 a.m. And so what else? What's going on at Clinton?
Yeah, the Cowboy Trade Show and Tax Swap is April 15th. It is from noon to 7 p.m. at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton, Oklahoma, in conjunction with our Spring Arena Sorting Buckle Series finale. You can find bit and spur makers, saddle makers, new and used tack dealers, and Western artists are all welcome. You can find more information. You can call Travis at 405-361-3523.
It's coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Already like a week in April.
Man. Yeah. And they're going to have the, let me see that.
Yep.
I can't ever remember it all the deal. Yes, their Sorting Buckle Series will continue on tomorrow.
Very nice.
Yeah, and that looks like they're having a lot of fun doing that. So you know what they're doing when they're sorting?
No.
What? I don't either. I think it's where they get the horses out there, and they keep the calf from going into one corner and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Tom Watson. You know Tom Watson?
No.
The famous golfer?
No. I don't golf, remember?
Anyway, he bought him a lot of nice quarter horses, and his daughter is doing really well down in Texas with these horses they got. Pretty cool to watch those horses jump back and forth, and I've never seen anybody get thrown off yet, but it's, I mean, these horses are turning on a dime. So I don't know much about horses, and all these horse people that are listening right now are like, shut up, Jimmy. Shut up. Anyway, hey, what about some cash beef prices?
Yeah, so we're talking about how cattle prices have increased this year so far. But packer margins have correspondingly moved lower. The week ending April 1st saw average per head packer margins printed in red for the first time since September of 2017. Average cattle feeding margins reached $258 per head last week, up $63 from the previous week. Beef packer margins printed at a $2 per head loss, a decline of $36 per head from the previous week. That's according to the Sterling Beef Profit Tracker. Packer losses were the result of a $5 rally to cash cattle prices, closing at $169.91 per count, and near steady wholesale beef prices. The beef cutout closed at $279.22. Cattle sold last week carried a total feed cost of $599 per head, which is 28% higher than the $432 feed cost for cattle sold the same week a year ago. Cattle marketed last week had a break even of $151.45, while cattle placed on feed last week have a breakdown of $159.42. Cattle placed last week are calculated to have a purchase price for 750 to 800 pound feeder steers at $191 and feed cost of $560 per head. The feeder steer price is 17% higher than last year. The estimated total cost for finishing a steer last week was $2,120 per head, up 17% from last year's estimate of about $1,750 per head. Fed cattle slaughter totaled an estimated 510,000 and about 400 head.
I like the way you said that. Some 400.
Some 400 head. We're just going to round it. About 20,000 head more than the previous week and 18,000 head more than the same week last year. Packing plant capacity utilization was estimated at 89.1% compared to 85.9% last year.
I see.
That's a lot of numbers.
A lot of numbers. Wait till you hear this one.
Oh, boy.
The amount of beef in cold storage remains at very high levels, large levels, according to the latest USDA cold storage report. David Anderson, ag economist for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, writes in the cattle markets column for the Livestock Marketing Information Center that reported generated a lot of attention. Beef and cold storage was down slightly from last month of 2022, but still up from the year before. The report indicated 533 million pounds of beef are in storage.
Wow.
That's a lot of ribeyes.
Yeah, it's a lot of ribeyes.
About 1% more than in January of 2022, but less in December. The amount of beef in storage is very large, he says. He's got big words where he says very large. Matter of fact, it's historical large.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. He says that in some there is some seasonability, or whatever word that is, to beef in cold storage numbers peaking in the winter months and finding a low in the early summer. But last year we seen little seasonal decline and then typical growth heading into the winter. Beef in cold storage have been pretty interesting for a number of months, Anderson said. Cold storage stocks of beef tend to peak in December, January, and reach a low in June or July. The seasonal decline in stocks has been an average of about 82 million pounds over the last 5 years. In 2022, there was very little change in that seasonal decline, and supplies grew to 554 million pounds by the end of the year. There are a number of factors driving the large beef in cold storage, he says. Part of it is record production last year, as well as trends in trade. Why are stocks so large? Anderson says one factor is beef production was a record large 28.3 billion pounds in 2022. U.S. total beef trade, exports plus imports, was also a record large 6.78 billion, not million, but billion pounds in 2022. Sounds like 22 just messed the whole thing up.
Basically.
Yeah, and beef exports were a record large 3.43 billion pounds, and imports about the same, 3.35 billion. So we exported so much, and we imported so much, and it was almost a flip of the coin, which was larger. There's a lot of beef moving in and out and around the country. Anderson said it's helpful to look at the numbers on a per capita basis. Putting this level of stocks in context, is 533 million pounds is about 1.6 pounds per person in the U.S.
Wow.
That's not a whole lot of beef in storage,
no.
If you think of it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, one steak, that's 1.6 pounds. It's gone.
Oh, man.
I don't know what's going on. One last thing before Jill and I finish up the weekend. President Joe Biden, on Thursday vetoed a measure that would repeal a rule expanding which types of wetlands can be regulated under the Clean Water Act. Go figure. Biden promised to veto the legislation that saw Democrats crossing party lines in both chambers to join Republicans in rolling back a rule that is unpopular with the ag industry. Farmers see the regulation as an obstacle to operations on private property with wetlands that might fall under the admin's new scope of waters of the USA. How about that? Biden said Thursday his 2023 revised definition provides clear rules of the road for which wetlands qualify, and that rollback would negatively affect tens of millions of United States households that depend on healthy wetlands and streams. So not good.
No.
I don't like it. Because I don't like his rule. I didn't like the other rule. I know, and I'm not being, I guess I am being political here, but Trump backed it off from Obama, and then Biden's tightening it back up again, and it's one of the biggest topics going on in the ag industry that I'm very concerned about. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a dry stream that runs when they come by,
yep,
it's part of it, yep, even though it's dry a month later. So, I mean, you read into it, it's a true fact. But anyway, we'll see what happens. I don't think they got enough to override the veto. So we're back to square one.
Yay.
Hey, happy Easter.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, happy Easter, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend. And remember why Easter is here.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Jimmy and Jill on Today in Ag. God bless.
KECO, Elk City.
A plan to return to the Tennessee State House. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Two Democratic lawmakers expelled from the Tennessee House of Representatives last night say they aren't disappearing.
Tennessee State Representatives Justin Jones from Nashville and Justin Pearson from Memphis both say they'll be back at the Capitol next week for a rally. Jones, Pearson, and fellow Democratic Representative Gloria Johnson of Knoxville joined last week's gun control protest by demonstrators at the Capitol. The men, who are black, were expelled on Thursday by the House's Republican supermajority, but not Johnson, who is white, leaving about 150,000 Tennesseans without representation. Johnson pointed to race as the reason she kept her job while her colleagues did not. County commissions in their districts will choose replacements until a special election can be scheduled, and they could opt to send Jones and Pearson back in those roles.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Vice President Kamala Harris flying to Nashville today to meet with the expelled lawmakers. Employers added 236,000 jobs in March, suggesting the economy remains on solid footing despite the 9 interest rate hikes the Fed has imposed in its drive to tame inflation. 2 teen suspects are in custody, and a search continues for a third wanted in connection with the murders of 3 Florida teens. Marion County, Florida, Sheriff Billy Wood says the state needs to be tougher on juvenile crime.
Do not hold our juveniles accountable. We minimize their actions.
Sheriff Wood says the murders appear to be gang-related. Abortion opponents have pushed a bill through the Kansas legislature today requiring providers to tell patients that a medication abortion can be reversed once it's started. It could face a state court challenge if supporters overcome the governor's expected veto. Democrats argue the measure defies a statewide vote in August that affirmed abortion rights. America is listening to Fox News.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info was all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spring is here, and it's time to add some life to your wardrobe with Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so you look your best even at your most casual. From iconic button-downs starting at just $55 to wrinkle-resistant linen shirts, printed polos, and brush cotton tees, there's something for everyone. But Untuck It isn't just about shirts. They also offer a wide range of pants and shorts to complete your look. Visit untuckit.com or stop by one of 80-plus stores to find the perfect fit for your spring wardrobe.
XLT Auctions has a good Kiowa County Farmers and Ranchers Auction Saturday, April 8th, on the Gin Yard in Long Wolf, Oklahoma. Early consignments, John Deere 4450 mechanical front with a loader, the Cat D3 dozer with a six-way blade, 2016 Harley-Davidson Road King, 2004 King Ranch Ford dually diesel truck, 2001 F-350 Cruise 7.3 Power Stroke 4x4. Check all the details out on the web at XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Let's go! It's go time!
Go!
Go!
Let's go!
96.5 KECO.
We don't have each other's numbers anymore. We don't make any plans for Friday night. And I won't know you when you're turning 64, but nobody knew you better at 25. Well, I'd be lying if I said that you don't wind up in my hair. We don't dream about tomorrow like before. All we have is looking back, and that's alright. 'Cause we got
KECO, always playing today's best country.
So I've been
taste good. What could I even think about? Oh, besides turning around like a door, watching your red dress fall to the floor. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning, all the lights down low, take it nice and slow. The way your body's moving, keep doing what you're doing to me all night long, writing our love song. Girl, I want it, gotta have it, let the passion take us to a higher place.
Pictures down. How long have you been breaking? Why am I just finding out? It kills me to know you were drifting alone. You don't have to stay, no. But can I say before you go, I would have searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. And I would have let go if you wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you?
How long?
What do you tell your parents? What do you tell yourself? Was it something I was missing? Or is there someone else? It kills me to know this house ain't a home. And you don't wanna stay, no. But can I say before you go? I would've searched the whole world over for you. Take a flight through the night. Be that shoulder for you. Times you say you love me when it wasn't true. I'm just one.